Again, good to see everyone tonight. It is true. Last week, we spent a little bit of time on the subject of repentance. And I think I gave you three meanings of three of the words in scripture that are associated with repentance.
很高兴能见到大家。上一周呢，我们讲到了关于悔改这个词的三层的意思。我们讲了三个方面、三个词来讲这悔改。
In simple terms, one of those words simply means to take very seriously what God has said in our own lives.
那第一个呢，就是把神的话啊严肃来对待啊，在我们的生命里神给的话。
And the second one is to change our opinion, to agree with God, to acknowledge He is right and we are wrong.
第二呢，是改变我们的主意啊，使我们与神的一致，来承认呢，他是对的，我是错的。
And the third meaning is to turn. To repent is to turn. To turn around, start going in the other direction.
那第三层意思呢，就是转向。那原来错了，我转头去到对的地方。
Now, that's all very well and good, but the question is, why would one do that?
那这些都很好。那现在下一个问题就是，人为什么要这么做？
We mentioned last week that when John the Baptist first came, that was his message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那我们上一次提到，当施洗的约翰开始他的服事的时候，他所说的话就是，你当悔改，因为天国近了，你们当悔改。When
the Lord Jesus started preaching, that was his message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这也同样也是耶稣基督刚开始服事的信息，天国近了，你们要悔改。
He sent out his disciples, and that was their message, that they should repent, that the men should repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
当耶稣差他的门徒出去传福音的时候，这也是他们所讲的信息，天国近了，你们要悔改。
After the Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven, the question again was raised, what would they preach? And Peter's first message was repent and be converted.
同样的，当耶稣升天，圣灵降下之后，那彼得一开始传讲的信息也是要悔改。And
wherever Paul went, he had exactly the same message. He started saying that men ought to he preached rather repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 20, verse 21.
所以使徒保罗呢，也一样的在传讲同样的信息。 那信心里我们要悔改归向神，在使徒行传21章里。So
the question is, why should people repent?
所以我们回到那个问题，为什么人需要悔改呢？
So I want us to consider today some of the truths from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4 is where we're going to start. If you've got a Bible, please turn with me, Matthew chapter 4.
我们今天呢，想看一段马太福音的4章，来看一段经文，来回答这个问题。And
we'll start with a verse we considered last week, Matthew 4 and verse 17.
那我们上一次呢，也讲到了这节经文，就是马太福音的4章17节。Verse
17 says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”So
the question would be, why should they repent?
那问题是为什么他们需要悔改呢？
And the answer is very simple. People should repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那其实在这句经文里就回答了我们。
When there is a change of government in a country, especially if that change is a change that comes by conquest, it is very important to be on the right side.
如果一个国度要改变, 尤其这样的改变是通过征服而产生的时候呢, 这国度的人呢，就需要认真考虑一下，你要选对的一方了。
And so one of the biggest issues in the whole question of war, one of the biggest issues is who's going to win? Because if we know who's going to win, then we got a pretty good idea of what we should be doing, whose side we're going to be on. No point in sticking with the losing side.
所以在两方征战的时候，我们要想一想谁会赢。那谁会赢呢？就会让我们知道，哎，我们需要选择的不是输的那一面啊，是要对的那一面，赢的那一面。
Now the question is also not just why should we do it from the perspective of who's going to win, but why should we do it from the perspective of what is right?
那同样赢的那一面的另一个角度我们要考虑呢，就是哪一面是对的。
So, what we've got here, the Lord Jesus began to preach to say, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What's that mean?
所以耶稣说要悔改的原因是因为天国近了。天国近了什么意思呢？
And the answer is, that means that heaven is somehow going to invade the earth.And heaven is going to win the battle when it does invade the earth.
那就是意味着天国啊，要开始进到地上了啊，而且呢，当天国进到地上的时候呢，最终它会赢。
Now there's probably no more important message than that message.
所以没有什么比这个信息啊，更重要的信息了。
The authority...The kingship on the earth is going to change. It has been under the authority of the devil who is behind the men who are in authority, but that is all going to change and Jesus is going to be the king.
所以地上的国会发生改变的背后呢，是因为魔鬼的这个国度啊。他在地上统治的时间就要结束了，所以虽然看起来是人在统治，但其实是人借着被罪的捆绑呢，是魔鬼在统治啊。但是这样的一个国度呢，因着天国要来呢，他的统治期就要结束了。
And from a purely logical point of view, that makes a lot of sense.
那这个从逻辑上呢是非常合理。
It isn't just that there's a new king coming.This is that the king of heaven is coming to take over the rule of the earth. That is profound.
所以不单单是一个新的国王要来，而且是从天而来的天国，它整个的国度要降下来，这是非常深奥的，是非常重要的。
Who would be the better king? The king from heaven or the king from the earth?
谁是一个更好的王呢？是天上的天国之王呢，还是地上的王呢？
The answer is, heaven is certainly better than the earth. And if the king of heaven is coming, we'd better get ready for him. We'd better say, I'm not going to follow the king of the earth anymore. I'm going to follow the king of heaven.
那当然天堂是更好的地方，所以天国要降下来的时候，我们肯定会说，哎，我要跟从的是天国之主啊，而不是地上的恶者之主，也就是撒旦。
And so the apostle now, Matthew basically says, this is what Jesus said in verse 17 of Matthew 4. And then he's writing this, his logic would be, I'm going to show you now on the basis of what follows, why you'd better repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm going to show you why the kingdom of heaven is far better.
所以使徒马太呢在这里就引用了耶稣最初传道的这句话啊，耶稣就告诉我们为什么我们要赶快悔改，也为什么要来的这个天国会比地上的国要好得多。
So remember now that as in all books, the books of the Bible have a logic flow.
所以就像许多的书一样，圣经呢也有非常强的逻辑联系。
What is the thought flow in the book of Matthew?
在马太福音里这个逻辑联系是怎么样的过程呢？
And the answer is Jesus was born king And Jesus was presented in various ways, and he was tempted, and then he came to establish his kingdom. Chapter 4, verse 17.
最初耶稣在马太福音里就是以王要来的王的形象出现的，虽然是个婴孩，然后呢，走到第四章的时候呢，这个王所带来的国度就要进到地上来了。
So the question is, all right, what happens next?
那问题是，好的，那下一步要发生什么呢？
And in chapter 4, verses 18 down through 22, just those five verses, we have the story of Andrew and Peter, James and John giving up their fishing business and following the Lord Jesus.
从马太的四章的十八节到二十二节呢，短短的几节，我们看见西门、安德烈，所有这些门徒呢，他们雅各啊、约翰，他们把他们的打鱼的生意放下来跟从了耶稣。
Now you say that's a very simple story, and that's exactly what it is.
你会说哦，这是一个非常简单的故事。的确，它是非常简单。
If the kingdom of heaven is at hand, then the smartest thing that people could do would be to leave their present kingdom.And get involved in the new kingdom. Leave the fishing business and get into the business of serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然如果天国就要来了那当然最好的选择就是离开这地上的王去跟从天上来的王就离开这地上打鱼的生意来跟从服侍主的服侍。
In verse 19, Jesus said to Peter and Andrew, or to Simon and Andrew, he said, andJesus said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
在第十九节里，耶稣对他们说，也就是对西门，也就是彼得和安德烈说呢，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
So the question would be, how important is it to follow the Lord Jesus?
问题是，跟从耶稣有多么重要呢？
And the answer is, under the old system, they went out and they caught fish every day. Under the new system, they're working for Jesus. And what they do is they catch men for the glory of God and for eternity.
那在旧的国度里他们是打鱼为生，在新的国度里他们服侍神，服侍基督，而且是得着人的灵魂，帮着耶稣。
In the days of Peter, they would catch some fish, and the consequence would be that some people had a good lunch.
那在彼得的年代呢，他们得着一些鱼，使得人呢可以有吃的，有鱼可吃。
But when you follow the Lord Jesus, the consequence is that some people will believe what you say, they will repent, and they won't just have a good lunch.They will be spared the agonies of punishment for eternity and enter into the blessings of God for eternity, which is the most significant activity.
那在新的国度里，他们的新的服事，就是他们把耶稣基督的福音告诉人，使得人呢听见悔改，得着永恒的，这审判的代价后果。也就是这痛苦罪的痛苦呢得赦免所以你可以想一想哪一个对人的作用更大呢影响更大呢
So to repent and turn to the Lord would be very very wise because the implications are clear if we don't repent the best we can do is catch a few fish but if we do repent we can be used of God in a mighty way
所以悔改非常重要如果我们不悔改呢我们做的最大的事也就是抓几条鱼但是当我们真的悔改了我们可以被神所用做非常大能的事。
But in a further answer to that question, Matthew goes on and he says, I'm going to tell you a few other things. I'm going to tell you what effect the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven,has in people's lives.
对马太继续在这里说他要告诉我们天国在人的生命里会有什么带来什么样的结果。
So I'm going to read you the next verses verses 23 down through 25, and I'm going to emphasize some words. They're very, very instructive. Let me just read. This is what Jesus is going to do. This is why you would repent, because Jesus is going to do this.
所以他会读23节到25节的一些重点的经文, 来告诉我们耶稣这就是耶稣要做的, 为什么这些事情如此重要。
And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, Decapolis, from Jerusalem, from Judea, and from beyond Jordan.
那读的过程中会强调出来，耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，就是所有的，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症，也就是所有的。他的名声就传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切害病的，也就是所有的，治害各样疾病，也就是所有各样疼痛的和被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的都带了来，耶稣就治好了他们。当下有许多人从加利利、底加波利、
What is the kingdom of heaven going to do? It is going to reverse the effects of the kingdom of this world.
天国会来做什么呢? 它会扭转这个国度所带来的后果，这个罪所带来的后果。
The devil is a destroyer. That's one of his names. The devil has always been a destroyer.
那魔鬼呢是毁坏者啊，这就是他名字的意思，就是他是来破坏的，永远都是。
Jesus is the creator, but he is also the restorer. He is also the redeemer. He's the one who not only made us in the first place, but he's prepared to buy us back in the second place.
所以耶稣不但是创造者，他更是恢复者，他使我们能够恢复与他的关系，在我们堕落之后，他可以把我们买赎回来。That's
a pretty good reason for changing sides.
所以现在改变我们的立场到主那边去，这是一个非常好的理由，因为他是恢复者。
Now, the Lord Jesus goes on from that, and you'll remember, if you're a Bible student, in chapters 5 and 6 and 7, the Lord Jesus Christ gives us the rules, the instructions, the laws of the kingdom.
那我们如果对圣经熟悉的呢，在马太福音的5、6、7、3章，我们就知道耶稣讲了很长的一段规条律法，就是天国的。
And if you read them, you say to yourself, wow, if in fact we lived in a society like that, it would be absolutely wonderful.
如果你读了，你说，哎呀，如果我们活在一个这样的一个社会里，这是非常美好的，5、6、7、3章所描述的。
It starts out in an interesting way, the first chapters, the first verses rather, down to, from 1 down through 12 are all about the blessings that God brings to people who are part of his kingdom.
所以5章，马太的5章的1节到12节都是在讲神所带来的祝福，就是那些进到他国度里的人会有什么样的福呢？这边就讲到了。
The message that the devil brings is not one of blessing. The message that the devil brings is a message of destruction. He promises good and he ends up bringing sorrow.
但是魔鬼呢，虽然他也表面应许是好，但是呢，他带来的总是坏的，总是破坏，总是伤心。
It's interesting, sin has an immediate pleasure, and in the end, it always brings death.
很有意思，罪就是这样，罪在立刻短暂的时候呢，会有一点短暂的罪中之乐，但是一定在最后呢，会带来死亡和痛苦。
The message of the kingdom of heaven is often difficult in the short run, but in the longer run, it brings blessing and eternal life.
但是反过来呢，天国的信息呢，总是一开始会带来一点痛苦，但是在远期，在永恒里，总是带来祝福。
Why would one repent and turn to the living God, the God of heaven? He would repent because the blessings are on God's side and the sorrows and destructions are on the side of the devil. That's why we repent.
所以为什么我们要悔改呢？我们要从因着这罪而来的这个痛苦里转出来啊，去得着天堂，我们永恒里的祝福。
And so chapter 5 begins with these marvelous words, blessed, blessed, blessed. It's repeated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I counted quickly 9 different blessings. If you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and recognize the kingdom of heaven is at hand, you must get in on the goodies.
他数了一下一共有9个有福了。一直讲有福了，有福了，有福了啊！所以当愿意转向神啊，远离这罪，转向神的人，就会有这些祝福。
So the Lord says, if you follow me into the kingdom of heaven, these are the wonderful things that people will do and the great blessings that will flow.
所以如果你按照神的话做呢？那这些就是我们会得着的，有福了。
Now, the consequence is, what would happen if some people said, all right, I want to be on God's side. I'm going to keep his commandments. I'm going to do what he wants me to do. What would be the conclusion? What would be the result of the beginning of the kingdom of heaven in his life?
那如果说我愿意按照神的话做，这样的后果会有什么呢？如果人说，在他的生命的一开始啊，那他愿意按神的话做，会有什么样的祝福呢
？So, turn to chapter 7 now, Matthew chapter 7, and we'll read some verses at the end of chapter 7.
那我们来看一看啊，在马太福音第7章。第七章的最后，来看一看这个结果是怎样的。
And verse number 24 says, Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded upon a rock.
马太福音7章24节，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
Well, I guess that's the way we would all like our lives to be. We would like our life to start with difficulty and end up solid, beautiful, and permanent. We would like to do something that's going to have some significance in this life and beyond this life.
所以这就是我们希望我们的生命像这样，一开始虽然有一些难处，虽然有雨淋风吹，但是最后却是坚固的，却是能抵挡这些外面难处的，却是不倒塌的。
Why then would you repent? Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And if the kingdom of heaven is at hand, your life in that kingdom is going to be like you built your life on the solid rock.
所以我们为什么要悔改呢？天国近了，因为我们的生命若是在天国里，就是像在这磐石上的房子一样，是坚固的。
And when the storms of life come and the problems arise,Your house will stand tall, stand firm.
所以当风暴来的，麻烦来的时候呢，我们在天国里啊，我们的房子就能够站立得住。
But now verse 26 talks about the opposite. Not everyone who says has interest in the things of God. Not everyone is going to repent. If you don't repent and you don't follow, what happens to you?
并不是每一个人都听见了愿意悔改，如果不悔改呢，会发生什么呢？
Verse 26, and everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, he shall be like unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
一章的二十六节，凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
So the conclusion and the blessing is not hearing the truth of God, but it's hearing it and doing it.
所以祝福的结论呢，不单单是听见了神的话，而是听了，按照他的话去做。
Just to hear it would be foolish, but to hear it and to do it, that is the height of wisdom.
那单单听呢，其实是很愚蠢的。听了而做呢，那就是真智慧了。
Now the problem is that some of you have read the chapters 5 and 6 and 7 of Matthew, and you say, you know, the problem is that that's kind of hard to live a life like that. Those laws of our Lord Jesus Christ, the standards he set are very high. I don't know if I could get up that high.
那我们读五章、六章、七章前面这些神的律法的时候呢，我们说这个要求太高了，我们达不到那个标准呢。
Some people would say, I like the idea of the kingdom of heaven, but I don't know if I would fit. I don't know if I'd be at home there. It's maybe too wonderful for me.
那有的人会想，天国是很好，我不知道我够不够格啊，听起来对我来说实在太好了，我够不着。
And so the question would then be, all right, if in fact it isn't, it's hard to get to, how could I get there? I might not be good enough to get there.
但当然如果这个标准很高，我们够不着，我该怎么去呢？因为看起来好像我的确是上不去。
And so Matthew, understanding that problem, goes on to Matthew chapter 8. And he basically says, I'm going to tell you the story of the man who couldn't make it, and God got him in somehow.
那从第八章呢，马太就告诉我们，哎，的确是有人够不着，但是神是怎么样使他能够去的呢？
Chapter 8 and verse 2, this is marvelous good news. There came a leper and worshipped the Lord Jesus, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
所以第八章的二节，马太福音，有一个长大麻风的来拜他，说，主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。耶稣伸手摸他，说，我肯，你洁净了吧。他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。
The marvel is this, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And though it is high and wonderful, and though it is the law of heaven descended down to earth, yet people, even lepers, could get in if they believed in Jesus and came to him and said, Lord Jesus, please, I need you to let me in.
所以虽然天国的标准的确很高，但是呢，耶稣却把这天国呢带到了我们中间啊，一切甚至像大麻风这样的他也可以来到耶稣面前，借着信心，耶稣就让他进去。所以让我们进去的是我们的信心。
The disease of leprosy in the Bible is always a picture of sin.
因为圣经里，大麻风总是预表着罪啊，是一个罪的图像。
Leprosy was a very debilitating disease, but it was one with no known cure.
大麻风是一个非常严重的疾病，而且呢，它使得人没有行动的能力啊，而且它没有办法医治。
And our disease of sin is very similar. It's a disease with no known human cure. The only cure for sin is found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
同样的道理，罪也是没有办法靠着人能够治好的麻烦，只有唯一的解决答案，只有在主耶稣那里。
But the wonderful story is that if you do believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be healed, not just from the sin of leprosy, but from the sin of life. The person who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ will be healed, and he'll be able to get into the kingdom of heaven when it comes and be taken to heaven as well.
所以好消息就是不但大麻风能得医治，大麻风所预表的罪呢，主也一样可以医治我们。所以我们怎么能够去天国呢？相信他，来到他面前他就把我们带到天国去。
Just a reminder of the fact that the king in heaven is Jesus Christ, and the king on the earth is the devil. And Jesus is the builder, and the devil is the destroyer, and Jesus is coming back. What foolish people we would be if we know that Jesus is coming back and we stay on the sides of the devil, the destroyer, the sinner.
所以我们要记得耶稣是天堂之主，那魔鬼是地上之主，那耶稣是创造者，是修复者，魔鬼呢是破坏者。如果我们知道耶稣会再来，我们是何等的愚蠢呢？还守在这魔鬼这一边不到耶稣那一边去。
So Jesus says, listen, I know that there's lots of sinners. I know that everyone is a sinner, but I can heal leprosy. Come to me and I will forgive your sins. That's the message that we get here in Matthew 4:17 says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus said, I'm coming to bring the kingdom of heaven. You repent, I'll forgive your sins.
所以耶稣来就是要把天国带来的所以我们怎么样能进去呢？凭着信心，他说你们要悔改接受我们就可以进去，那大麻风都能够进去那我们也一样。
The next story is beginning in verse 5 of Matthew chapter 8. It's the story about a centurion who had lots of servants. One of them was very sick, and the centurion said, I want my servant to be healed. Jesus is the only one who can heal him.
那从八章的第五节开始呢，有个百夫长许多仆人，但是呢有一个仆人瘫痪病害得很重但是耶稣可以医治他。
There's two aspects, if you like, of the kingdom of heaven coming. One is he comes for me. The other is he comes for other people, and we tell other people about him.
那天堂呢？耶稣带着这天国要来，他既是为我来的，也是为其他一切愿意相信的人来的。
So in a wonderful way, the leper was healed, and in a wonderful way, the centurion's servant was healed.
所以在第八章一开始，在一个奇妙的方式里，大麻风得医治了。在第八章往下走的时候呢，奇妙的方式里，这个百夫长的仆人也得医治了。
Why would you repent? Number one, because if you repented, your sin could be forgiven, and you could enter the kingdom of heaven. Number two, if you repented and told others about it and they repented, they could enter the kingdom of heaven. And then number three, we read about in verse 14 and following.
为什么要悔改呢？第一，当我们愿意悔改的时候，我的罪得医治，得赦免。第二呢，当我们愿意悔改的时候呢，其他人，他人，他们就像这害瘫痪病的百夫长的仆人一样，他们的罪也得赦免。那第三呢，就往14节往后看。
You remember back in chapter 4, that the Lord called Peter. Was it chapter 4? Where are we? And the Lord called Peter and he came. Yes, chapter 4, verse 18. Peter trusted the Lord and the Lord blessed him. Now in chapter 8, the problem is not Peter, but it's his mother-in-law.
我们在马太福音的四章的时候呢，耶稣呼召彼得，彼得悔改跟从他， 马太福音八章的时候呢，这时候不是彼得了，是彼得的岳母。
Now, it's wonderful that the Lord is able to heal people in life. It's also wonderful that the Lord doesn't just work in your life or in other people's lives, but the Lord works in families.
所以主不但在我身上做工，不但在我身边的人身上做工，更在我的家人里面做工。
I marvel. We've got a nice family. My father trusted the Lord Jesus. My mother trusted the Lord Jesus. My sister trusted the Lord Jesus. I trusted the Lord Jesus. We were all together. It was a wonderful thing.
所以对于他自己来说呢，他的父亲是信主的，母亲是信主的，他的姐姐也是信主的，他们一家都是信主的，非常好。
And we were all encouraged to repent because the kingdom of heaven was at hand. And by God's grace, we did. And our lives and our family were filled with the blessings of God.
所以他们知道了，天国近了，你们要悔改的信息，他们也都得救了，也都悔改了，也都得着神的祝福了，非常美好。
All right, so when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior,Don't say that it's a terribly selfish thing. It's a marvelous blessing. And God's intention is that the blessing starts with you and then it flows over the wall to those that you love all around you. What a wonderful thing.
所以你要记得，当你得救的时候呢，这福音对你来说绝对不是一个自私的信息。神会使用你呢，成为那祝福的管道。神的祝福就借着你流淌到你许多身边的家人那里。
May I remind you again that it's either the kingdom of heaven who's in charge or it's the kingdom of the devil that's in charge. And when you say, I'm going to serve the Lord, you leave the devil's kingdom and you go to Jesus' kingdom. It's just that blunt and just that bold.
所以我们要记得，一开始我们就讲了这个对比。神是天上的王啊，那魔鬼是地上的王，所以我们要换一边呢，我们要大胆的从魔鬼这一边换到神那边去，换到耶稣那边去。
What is going to happen to those who are in Jesus' kingdom？
那在耶稣的国度里，那些人会发生什么呢
？They will go to heaven and enjoy life forevermore. Unimaginable blessings in heaven.
那他们会去天堂，会享受永恒的生命，会有非常难以想象的天上的祝福。
What about those who stay in the devil's kingdom? They will be defeated as the devil will be defeated, and then they will be punished with, the Bible says, eternal punishment that was prepared for the devil and his angels, and all those who refuse to repent.Will go with the other king and they will suffer the same ignominy and sorrow and suffering that the devil himself suffers.
所以魔鬼的国度最后的结局是什么呢？会被打败，而且会有永恒的审判和刑罚。这刑罚本来是为堕落的天使和魔鬼预备的，现在呢，一切在神的光照里拒绝悔改的人也就选择了永恒的刑罚，非常糟糕的结局。
And so the logic of Matthew carries on talking about what happens when the kingdom of heaven comes.
对马太福音的逻辑呢，就继续往下再讲。那天国来了之后会有什么事情发生
？All right. In verse 24 of Matthew 8, we read that there was a big storm on the sea.
那在马太的八章二十四节呢，我们看见有一个很大的风暴在海上。
But the Lord is over the storm. Whose side do you want to be on in the big storms of life?
那耶稣确实比风暴都要大的。那你要在大的风暴里，你要再想要选哪一边站呢
？And the answer is you want to be on Jesus' side. He's the king. He's over all the storms of life.You flee to him in the problems of life. That's what it's all about.
那你当然选择耶稣这边站，因为他是王啊，他在一切的麻烦上都能够有能力，他能够乘风进浪。
Chapter 8 ends with the story of two men who were servants of the devil. They were possessed by the devil. They were in desperate straits.
八章最后结束呢，有两个人他们被鬼附着，他们是鬼的奴仆，非常糟糕的情况。
And the Lord saw fit even to save them and to deliver them from the power of the devil.
耶稣呢，即便这样也能够把他们从魔鬼的手上救出来。
Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And if you repent, even those who were sold out to the former king can be forgiven and healed and restored. A wonderful message. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, but you've got to repent.
所以这就是耶稣这个信息的意义了。天国近了，我们要悔改，因为我们从魔鬼手里出来都可以的，因为耶稣有这样的能力。天国近了，但是呢，前提我是愿意要悔改。
Three meanings for repent that we got last week. Number one, to take it seriously. Number two, to agree with God and change your own opinion. Number three, to turn away from the kingdom of the world and turn to the kingdom of heaven. Let Jesus be your savior.
那上一周我们讲到的悔改的三层意思啊，第一就是要严肃的对待。第二呢，是要改变我的主意，是认识到神是对的，我是错的。第三呢，我要在行动里转向，转离这个世界，转向神。
Well, that's the end of our time. In these meetings, our time goes very quickly.
我们这时间的原因哈，我们时间太快了，所以我们今天先停在这儿。
What is the message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.Jesus is coming back very soon. You've got to be on the king's side. You don't want to go down the judgment road. You want to go down the blessings road.
所以信息很简单，王快要来了，我们总是要选王的这一边站，不要选在对立面被审判的那一边站着。
So let's pray, and then Long will take over.
好，我们先祷告，就继续后面的。
Lord, we want to thank you so much for the promise that you are the coming king.
主啊，我们要如此的感恩，为了您的应许，因为您是那一位要来的王。
It is true that you are ruling today amongst those who've trusted you as Savior. You're ruling from a long way away. You're ruling from heaven.
主啊，谢谢您，因为您是在那一些信靠您的人中间做王啊，您是。在从天上来的要做王的那一位。
But we're thankful, Lord, that you have promised to come back to establish your kingdom right here on the earth with everyone. And Lord, we want to be ready for you when you come.
主啊，我更谢谢您，您应许还会再回来，为一切预备好您的，要来接我们去。所以我们说，主啊，我们预备好了。
Thank you for your promise.Thank you for making it clear. Thankful. Thank you that you are coming. Lord, may each of us say, I choose to repent and believe because the kingdom of heaven is coming.
主啊，我愿我每一个人都说，我选择相信，我选择悔改，因为天国近了。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Harold.
Amen.